readings today were kind of had opposition with each other, actually. The opposites of what's happening, right? The first reading, David's son was basically being kicked out as the king, and he was walking out of Jerusalem, and you have Shimei that was about ready to throw rocks at him and yell at him and tell him to leave, and he was leaving. You know, his son is going to take over him. And then on the gospel, it's just like the opposite, where, you know, man was possessed with demons, and Jesus proclaimed and was the boss and was cleaning him from spirits to be back to him. It's kind of opposites. Now, Mark, as we're listening, and we will continue, you know, he's got a few lines that are very simple, but just comes back. I mean, if you listen to the readings in Mark in the gospel, how many times right now already we hear the word amazed or astonished or amazing? It's one of his words that is kind of the golden thread in the gospel. You know, then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. When I read this last night, I was thinking too how we can take that word, as Mark was writing about, to think about ourselves with Jesus, with God. Because God is amazing. And to think of, as these people, you know, 2,000 years ago, were amazed to watch these miracles. You know, Jesus feeding the crowds, Jesus taking the health of the spiritual world against evil, the ways to meet people, to teach them. People were amazed. And I think if we imagine our own lives, God is amazing there as well. Even today. I mean, we were born on the planet. It wasn't our choice. We didn't know that. The world was many years before us. We were little babies. We had no clue what was going on, and we grew up. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, many of you have children, maybe grandchildren now. That's amazing. The fact that we are in a country that we can come safely and to believe in God, that's amazing. That we come as a family to God's house, to listening to God's word, to receive Jesus' body and blood, that's amazing. The times of our church and our school are growing in our families with joyfulness and happiness. I know for me, that's amazing. I mean, we sold the rectory. That, again, that's amazing. Like, in the economy we have, and I mean, think of all the different ways we can imagine and think and praise God for the amazing things He gives us. And then, as we listen to the Gospels and the people there, they were given a decision. They saw things that were amazing. And then for them and us today, what is our decision? We know things are amazed. What do we do to give it back? Especially to our Savior.